Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We will fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal. Never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. But we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me now no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older than the blood.
Good evening, and welcome to The Race. I'm your host for the night. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY.
And this is the co-host. This is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at 5 and Rome.
With a lowercase v?
Huh?
With a lowercase v. You sound kind of congested. What's up with you?
A little bit of that. It's been a fairly interesting week. How about you?
It's been a crazy week. I have another job other than this, and we had our board meeting today on April Fool's Day of all days, and oh my goodness, I've been wearing a suit. I met the governor today.
Congratulations.
Random. Yeah, thanks, I think.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. I'm ready for the weekend again.
April Fools.
Yeah. I honestly thought you were going to be the one to not call in, and then call in, like, 5 minutes into the show and be like, April Fools.
Nah, not this time, not this year, maybe next year.
Oh, right. You know, I would have been so mad.
You would have got over it.
Maybe, eventually, possibly. I don't know. I don't know that you should take your chances with it, though.
Clearly I didn't, so maybe next time.
That's true. I almost did.
Feeling more daring.
I was running late today, so I should have just taken my time. By the way, how's it feel? It's full. But I'm nice, so I didn't. Anywho, I've got a lot of stories, and you're welcome, Rome. They're not all having to do with celebrities.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite shocked. That's new for you. I'm proud of you. Well, we'll see how this goes, because I don't believe you.
Okay.
Sorry. I have a proposition for you.
Okay, what's that?
You know, typically when you have co-hosts, you have multiple co-hosts. Sometimes the only one, and pretty amazing one at that. I motion that my title be changed to Vice Host.
This is April Fool's, right?
No.
Vice Host? That's not even a thing.
Vice Host. You have... You should know... Alright, since you had your board meeting, there's a president... That's the vice president, and then everybody else is down there. So
does that mean we can change my title to president? Because if I can be president, I don't care if you're vice president. But if I'm host and you're vice host, I feel like you're getting a little too fancy, a little too extra with that.
Oh, and president is not too fancy?
No, not if you're throwing on vice to whatever your title is. I can be president, and then you can be vice host.
Wait, okay, so if you're president, wouldn't that make me vice president?
No, you wanted to be vice host. That's what you can be. If you're going to be vice host, I'll be president.
All right, we'll work on this. Yes, I'm the one that wanted to change. So why are you changing your stuff?
Because if you want to change, so let's just change everything. I mean, shoot, let's change the name of the show. Just kidding. No, we're not doing that. But yeah.
Are you in a good mood, or are you going to start us off with a horrific story?
Well, you see, okay, so today, no. I'm in a pretty good mood. I've been stressing like crazy, probably got some people mad at me, but it's been a good day. So I know, like
good.
Nothing's new. But yeah, I think it's been a good day, so I'm in a good mood. Pick on me all you want. I'm not stressed anymore because I got here on time. I didn't think I would. And I might get free food after the show, so I'm happy.
Free food is always welcome.
Yeah, although it's grouper, and I'm not sure that I like that, but whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
There's got to be a side, right? Hopefully I'll like the side.
Yeah.
Anyway, what kind of mood are you in? Can I, like, lay it on you and be mean and evil like I normally am?
I mean, you could try. I'm in a fantastic mood. Had an interesting week, and, yeah,
why
I feel
is it
great.
Interesting? What happened?
Don't worry about it. You see, why are you being all nosy? I'm just explaining in a gist.
Let's think about this. I'm being nosy because, A, I'm a female. B, I'm your president, so I can. And C, because it's what I do. So,
well,
why was it
I said so. But enough about
did
me. So, Jenna, I'm going to go into stories.
No. Did you have a good Easter?
Huh?
Goodness. Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, sure. Woke up. Sun was shining. Birds were chirping.
No, they weren't. I'm sure you woke up.
I don't know where
today.
You were.
I woke up
birds
too late.
Chirp
birds
when I wake up.
Asleep.
Huh?
Oh, well, aren't you special?
Yeah.
I ate all day on Easter. It was wonderful. Like,
did you
I don't
go on
think
an
you
Easter
understand
egg hunt?
How much I love food. What?
Did you go on an Easter egg hunt?
No. I didn't.
You sound sad about that.
But I ate. I kind of am. I miss being like 5. Those are good times.
Okay.
Anyway. So, let's see. Easter and April Fool's. Like, I have a lot to talk about. Kind of relating to one, not so much the other one. Because Easter... it's boring, in my opinion.
Well, your opinion doesn't
matter. You can be mad at me for that, but anyway.
No.
There were a couple pranks. You know how, like, companies come through and they're, like, they especially on April Fool's Day, they kind of, like, show their personality a little more?
Right.
Okay, so... there were 3 that came to my attention without me even, like, looking for them, so I figured I'd share. 1, I'm not sure if it's true or not. Like, I feel like it's April Fool's, but a little early because it came out before April Fool's, but I don't know. Scope, you know, the brand that makes mouthwash?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Claps. They came out with a bacon-flavored thingy. Mouthwash.
That's awesome. The bacon flavor thing.
I knew
you did not know what mouthwash is.
I couldn't think
of the word.
The word
of the day is mouthwash.
M-O-U-T-H-W-A-S-H. Gotcha. Cool. Thanks. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's an April Fool's joke, but it did come out early. So I think
it came out early as in what's early?
I don't know. They just kept saying early. Oh, last week.
Earlier.
It was a
last week.
Excuse me. I can't talk. How am I supposed to do this if I can't talk? Yes, it came out early last week. And basically, all of the media is like, oh, they're just finally catching on to the internet's fascination with bacon. Which, okay, cool. But I wouldn't use that. Would you use that? I feel like I would no longer want bacon. It would kill it for me.
Bacon flavored mouthwash? Bacon's delicious.
Bacon is delicious, but I feel like if you wash your mouth with it every day, or however often you wash your mouth, like that's
No, I wash my mouth twice a day. Thank you very much.
Well, excuse me.
Can't say anything for some presidents here.
The interesting thing, though, I'm going to ignore whatever you just said because I didn't hear it. But the interesting thing is the bottle.
You never do.
Like it would be liquor. It looks like it would be
liquor.
Bottle,
what?
Not a scope bottle. Like it's fancy, or maybe perfume. I don't know. It's big enough. It's big, so I would think liquor, not perfume. But yeah, it's like a weird shape. It's not the normal mouthwash shape. So anyway, it's not liquor. Although it probably has alcohol in it. You should probably talk because I'm talking a lot.
You have an interesting, wow. Wow.
Okay, so there were other ones, too.
Yes, please go on about something else.
And there was YouTube. So YouTube, I guess, put on their videos this. Sorry, I just got distracted.
YouTube saying they were going to disable their Google is saying they're going to disable YouTube for April Fools.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You couldn't get it out, so I took
thank
over.
You.
Yes, YouTube,
yeah,
or Google, the host of, or the company that owns YouTube, was saying that the prank for them for the day was going to disable YouTube briefly.
No, that wasn't Google's. That was just YouTube's. I understand that YouTube is under Google, but that was just YouTube's because Google did its own thing. But YouTube says that the server capacity was reached and it reached the maximum and that they're just going to delete every video from YouTube so that they make new space.
Yo, you shouldn't cut me off if you don't know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about. And then Google said
who owns
program.
YouTube, by the way, so my statement was accurate.
I said that already. No, Google came out with Google Knows as their April Fool's joke. I think it's a lovely little play on word. I'm quite impressed with their punniness. So basically, they used a whole bunch of big words that I'm not even going to try to remember because I just won't. Saying that we can find everything that you want to smell, and it would be the sharpest olfactory experience available. But just kidding. It was called Google Knows Beta.
Uh-huh.
Don't they have, like, everything beta? I don't even know what that is. It helps you.
Beta
or,
is the testing stage of something. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. That's what that is. Okay, thanks. Learn something new every day.
You're
welcome. I learned something today, but that's all right. You can have that credit. Anyway, it helps you or it lets you search for smells. And they're like, oh, it seems complicated, right? Well, that's because it is. It's also fake. It intersects photons with infrasound
uh-huh.
waves and temporarily aligns molecules to emulate a particular scent. The mobile aroma indexing program at the heart of the product has amassed a 15 million centibyte, see what I did there, database of smells from around the world.
That's
why I didn't
want
to try to do that? Thank you. It was very professional, right?
Very, very professional.
Oh, wait. But wait, there's more. But what about mobile? Well, Google has you covered. Their Android ambient odor detection allows you to collect smells on your phone.
Yep.
Just kidding. It's April Fool's.
April
Fool's. Why
aren't
you impressed by this? I explained it very eloquently. I articulated my words. I put
you tried.
I did very well, thank you. All right, what do you have?
I'm actually impressed. You spoke on technology and you didn't stumble too terribly.
I did well. I did very well. Thank you.
You're learning. You're learning.
My mommy says I'm special.
You are. You absolutely are special.
You can leave that sarcasm at home. Let's go to a music break because I need some time to catch my breath from talking so much.
Technical difficulties that the president seems to be having, but welcome back
to the
show.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you. So can everybody else. So if you would not interrupt me while I'm reintroducing ourselves, this is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome. And this is the president, apparently. Of the race.
Hello, my name is President Colby. I am the host slash president slash CEO of
Where's all
the race
come
on
from?
Man Radio. Hey, you don't interrupt President. First CMO president,
CEO,
thank you very much. Exactly.
Alright, well, you have issues. You know, I saw this article, and it really reminded me of the one that you brought about a few weeks ago. You remember the article you talked about? How many about the guy stealing all those chicken wings for the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
Well, there's a guy that stole about $200,000 worth of Wisconsin cheese.
Man, people are stupid. What did he steal that for? Although, Wisconsin does that cheese.
Make some good cheese.
They just make it?
Huh?
They just make it?
Did they just make it?
Like, I knew there was some kind of correlation between the two, but I didn't know if they made it or what they did. Like, what the deal was.
Well, as the story goes, he stole 21 tons of Wisconsin cheese, and it's Munster. That was the flavor of it. If he just made it, the article doesn't really say. It's more so, excuse me.
Dude,
it's more so like a little chat review. What? What's wrong with you? We're interrupting
you.
We spoke about this.
You are mumbling, co-host. Alinsky.
Again, first off, it's not co-host. It's vice host or
vice
president.
Vice co-host.
Or vice co-host. That's not helpful. you need to get together.
Mm-mm.
They're trying to determine what to do with cheese, whether to discard all 21 tons of it, or because they can't determine or guarantee that the cheese hasn't been tampered with. I don't know what you really do with cheese like that. I don't know.
Let's not go there.
If you're driving a refrigerated truck, like, what can you do with cheese?
Let's not go there.
And you just get caught. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
You can eat it.
I thought that would be interesting.
Maybe he went through and licked every piece.
All 21 tons of the cheese. He licked everyone. That's a lot of licking of cheese. I'm pretty sure you'd be done. And full of cheese by the time you're done licking all that cheese.
Like, fifth grade mentality. I licked it, therefore you can't have it. It's mine. That kind of thing.
Right. He's going to jail. For being an idiot.
People are dumb. Like, the more we do this show and the more we talk about this kind of stuff, I'm just impressed that people get dumber.
It's funny you mention that. Because the next article I have is about four men who were arrested for smoking marijuana in a police parking lot. Did you hear me?
Like, why? Yeah, I heard you. What makes you think that's okay? I hate to do this, but were they white?
It doesn't say.
I feel like they were white.
No, I don't know.
You're laughing because you know why.
I do not know why. But a state trooper was preparing for his night patrol, and he noticed a strong marijuana scent. He walked towards the vehicle with three men with some pairs of marijuana in the open. And
was it in
the
Colorado?
The fourth friend was that.
Or Washington?
Didn't I say New Jersey?
Oh.
Listen. The fourth friend was actually there on business trying to get paperwork for an impounded car. And they end up finding, like, once the police searched the vehicle, they end up finding 15 bags of marijuana and more than a dozen of suspected ecstasy pills.
Listen, they were just stressed, you know, from having to deal with it. They just needed to unwind a little bit before they went in.
You do that at home, or, like, really? Are you serious?
They just couldn't wait. They just couldn't wait.
Apparently so. They couldn't wait. They just went to the drug dealer, to the police station, and now they're in jail. Good job.
Makes for a bad day.
The whole objective is to get their impounded car out, and now they need to work on getting their cars out.
Well, on the bright side, now they don't have to get their car out.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. And you see, what I'm trying to do now, I'm going to try to correlate my story that has a sense of organization to it. And that's
good.
Cool.
I'm glad, because you need to be more organized. This is
I need to be
ridiculous
more organized.
How
so?
Our kids normally go. It's, you know,
how
your stuff's all over the place, and I just can't deal with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a man, speaking of jail, there was a man that tried to sell his daughter in order to bail his girlfriend out.
Dude, I saw that. Did you get that from Huffington Post?
Huh?
Did you see that on Huffington Post? Is that where you got
maybe
that from? Yeah, I
maybe
saw it too.
I was like, really? That's what's hot in the streets? You try to, you went to the grandmother and tried to, well, they didn't say where he tried to sell the child to, but he tried to sell the child to get bail money to free his girlfriend, who was in jail for child abuse.
Man, people are mean.
Like you said, people are dumb. Some people are just plain out stupid. But really? That's what, yeah. Wow. I didn't,
mm-mm,
at the time I didn't realize the price, but the price was, he tried to sell her for was
$1,500. Wow.
Tried to sell his 6-year-old daughter for $1,500 in order to raise money to get his girlfriend out of jail. Yeah.
What? One stand-up father right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so speaking of organization, shall I go off the 1500 or jail?
1500.
All
I'll
right.
take 1500, please.
Granted. All right. Macy's. Everybody loves Macy's, or at least they love the parades. Not everyone loves Macy's.
Right.
They have this necklace that's really expensive. It was supposed to be sold retail for there at their store for $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And in their sales paper, they printed it to be on sale for
$47.
From $1,500 down to $47. The 14 karat gold necklace and sterling silver, and the heading was super buy. And it said super buy $47, regularly $1,500 diamond accent cable necklace in sterling silver and 14 karat gold. Well, it was supposed to be for $479. That's where the issue comes from. So,
you gotta watch where you put those periods.
There wasn't a period. And just was missing a number. But, yeah. So the people that were able to actually, the people that were able to get one were just free and clear. Like, they got it. And, of course, some people bought more than one. But, like,
of course,
the whole store worth. Because why not?
Yeah.
But some people were told that they would be, they could order it online for the same price. And this is like, this is the only issue I have with it, is later they got a phone call, I think it was. It was a phone call or an email. A call center employee left him a voicemail saying, this item has the wrong price for $47. The correct price is $400. $79, and because of that pricing error, your order has been canceled, and I apologize. Like, no.
No. That's no good.
Exactly. Like, you don't just cancel it on a voicemail. You gotta be like, please call us about your order. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You will not get your order until you call us back, that kind of thing. And you know what? At that point, they should have sent it anyway, because he already paid for it. I think that's messed up.
What?
I think that's really messed up.
It is messed up, and they can get sued for that because it's false advertisement.
I hope they do. Is that
no,
bad?
No, I'm pretty sure they will.
There goes my parade.
Congratulations. That's impressive. Keep the ball rolling. What's related to that?
This song coming up called... Oh, shoot. I don't have any phone number. Really? Dang. I tried to be smooth with that and everything.
You did. You...
Love Song by Rihanna featuring Future, because it was a love thing. He wanted to give the necklace to his wife because he loves her.
Ain't that wrong?
Welcome back. You're listening to The Race and Jerome coughing. It's beautiful, beautiful sound. It is currently 7:35 Eastern Standard Time. Not that you care, but just thought I'd throw that in there.
Right? Who does that? We're going to start doing that now? Stay in the time, too? On April
yeah,
Fool's Day?
2013? Remember, you
all
can
year.
Always call in and join the wonderful discussion with your lovely charisma and excitement to be talking to us wonderful celebrities.
You can find her on Twitter. During
no,
show,
the
show,
phone number.
The show.
Listen, you don't interrupt your president. The phone number is 1-646. If he coughs over me again, I'm going to, like, smack him. 478-3599. Again, that number is 646-478-3599. Find us on Twitter. Either one of us, tweet us. Hashtag the race. Hashtag 6-Man Radio. Hashtag. I don't care what you do. Just get at us. Talk to us. Join the discussion. Give us stuff to talk about. Not that we don't have enough, but participate. You might even get a gold star or something.
A gold star.
If you're good.
Oh, man.
If you do well.
Start giving out prizes now. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Powerball winner pretty recently from, I want to say it was New Jersey.
Yeah.
I can't see all these wires.
Open your eyes. It helps.
But you're not nice.
No.
His name, okay, here we go. You ready for me to butcher this?
Oh, God. Why are you named after folks? They, look, God, go ahead.
Pedro Quezada. I think I did really well on that one. Anyway, he won $338 million Powerball jackpot on March 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
He has reportedly vowed to pay the rent of everyone that lives on his block.
That's awesome. For what, the year?
Isn't it? It's super sweet. What, he what?
I said, is he paying for the year or what?
No, for a month or two. He said at least a month
or
two.
It's still nice.
Right?
That's 1 month worth that you don't have to worry about.
Because basically his whole thing was, he's like, I'm poor. We're all, we all need help. I'm, trying to stay humble. So I'm trying to give back to my community. So, yeah. Sounds really
cool.
That's
a good way
right?
of doing it. Yeah. Hey, did they ever find out about the guy? There was another winner that's somewhere in Florida. Did he ever claim his ticket,
I have no idea. I was excited about this story because after I saw that, I found another article saying that he's also doing court over child support.
He's suing you? Oh, wow.
So I'm like, one of two things is happening here. Either what he said was true, and he's poor and he's having a hard time paying child support and he just won the jackpot, so now he's just going to go ahead and pay up. It just hasn't, it's too soon because that was not too long ago that he won it. There was a warrant out for him and everything. Because he owes $29,000 in back support. It's kind of a lot.
Well, I'm pretty sure he has the funds to do all that now.
Yeah. So it looks like that's what happened because it goes back to 2009. But it got me thinking, sometimes when people come into money, regardless of if they've been paying their child support or not, the person that receives child support gets quite greedy. And at first I thought, maybe it might have been something like that. I'm going to be honest. I saw something on Black Ink where that was happening. By the way, in case anybody listening is curious, see an interview with Puma from Black Ink. If you're a fan, you can look that up on 6-Man Radio. Anyway, so he was going through the whole thing where his baby mama was asking for more money and saying he wasn't paying child support and all this. And it's like, and I started thinking, well, is that because he's
kind of got money now that he's doing the show. So I'm like, are these women just being greedy? And they think that the man has money, so now all of a sudden they're, like, needing way too much. Is this making sense?
That's an accurate statement.
I wonder how often that happens.
That shit happens all the time.
Probably. But, yeah, like you
it's
said,
just not
now
coming to life.
Yeah. And it's easier to see it because of how the media is and how TV is now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, I mean, it's $29,000, and I think after taxes, see, I don't remember how much it was after taxes, but he can afford it now.
Yeah,
he can afford it.
He can take care of that. Take care of all his bills and, you know, be all right.
But let's go to another music break real quick, and we'll be back.
All right. What did she say? Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that you only meant well, but of course you did. Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that is all for the best, because it is. I was so wrong, wrong, so long, long, only trying to please. So let me in, give me another chance, not to really be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'd do anything for you. So tell me, girl.
Anyway, so during the break, music break, we were talking to a caller who had a question about child support, and we wanted to further this discussion a little bit. Are you there?
I'm here.
Great. So can you tell us again what your question was, and let's talk about it a little bit more.
Okay. Well, when you were just kind of talking about, like, the child support issue that was now kind of being, like, brought upon the guy that just won the Powerball, and I know you would kind of ask the question of, like, are women, like, kind of getting greedy? Like, once someone comes into money, now they want, like, all of these thousands of dollars kind of that they did without before. And my friend was actually telling me about, like, a lot of homeless people that she sees. You know, she believes that because they're not working, it makes it a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about their, like, wages getting garnished and all of this to pay back child support. So it's kind of easier for them to be homeless than to have a job and have that money, like, taken away from them. And I wasn't quite sure about her whole theory until I met this homeless guy that I see him every week, but he just got a job recently, and I was just really excited for him and was just kind of asking him if he was able to find a place and how that was going for him. He works at Burger King, just doing prep work, you know, but for close to, like, 35 hours a week, and he said that about, like, $800 of his paycheck gets taken out to go to back child support, but his daughter's, mm-hmm. like, 17 or 18. Like, so I just thought that was odd. Like, she's grown now,
right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know much about back support. What is it, back support, right? Back paying
mm-hmm.
child support. But I do know that, yeah, they'll, like, garnish your wages and stuff so that you can get it, and eventually you lose your license, and I know that it can get really bad, but, I mean, if you keep up with it, it's not too bad is what most people think. But then on the other hand, something that you're kind of bringing up, kind of touching on, is what if it's too much to begin with anyway?
Exactly.
Am I understanding this right? Like, what if...
Well, yeah, I would think so, because, I mean, obviously, I just think, like, obviously the mother, like, made it work, like, to the point that the girl is 17 now, like, the mother was okay, but I think, I don't know, $800
that's
for, like,
a good
person is a lot, too.
It is a lot.
To now
yeah,
be paid back, like, I don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, and I hadn't really thought about that. If mom's making it now, then, like, if she's made it this far, why is it all of a sudden an issue?
Like,
and why does it have to be such a great amount? I know that, or at least I'm fairly certain that when the child support's figured out in the beginning, that, like, they go through all the finances and everything and see who should owe who and this, that, and the other. But I feel like there's some things that aren't accounted for. For example, my car insurance is through the roof for no good reason. Okay, maybe there's a good reason, but maybe not. I'm just going to say there's not. But he's laughing because he knows why. But, like, maybe you don't take into account that. Like, I get rent and food and that kind of thing. You take into account, okay, you need this much to survive, but there's other things that may not be taken into consideration, is all I'm saying, when they make it the first time.
And I
appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem. And only one other thing I was going to add that I thought was interesting. Because the girl is, like, I guess of age, I guess she is 18 now, the money actually doesn't even go to the mother. Like, that's what I thought may have been. Like, okay, well, she put so much out of pocket and maybe went into debt, so the money goes to her. That money actually, even though it's back child support, goes to the girl herself.
Right.
I think that's good, though.
That's what the child support is for. The child support is supposed to go to the child. Like, all that expense is just to take care of the child, not the mother.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting because if it is that, well, when she was growing up, you were supposed to help the mother pay for her and you didn't, now the mother basically had to raise her all by herself and use only her funds. Like, and she's in debt, and, like, there is no payment back of that. You know what I mean? So because he chose to wait until she was 18, the mother was kind of screwed.
I mean,
right.
I can see that argument, but on the other hand, I feel like it's kind of a wash because if the kid's going to college, then the mom would be most likely helping with that. I mean, not
for
necessarily
sure.
completely, but it would kind of help with schooling or whatever they're doing afterwards. And if they're so poor, then chances are they're probably still living together, so it's going to go in the same pot anyway. Does that make sense?
No, I definitely understand. Yeah, like, it's probably even more expensive now to take care of, like, a child now that she's going to be, like, doing rent and, like, car and all that stuff. So it probably does bounce out. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, and a side note, too, is it's not always the mom that's being greedy. I mean, sometimes the dad has custody. I mean, it's rare, especially in Florida, but, I mean, sometimes the dad has custody and the mom's a deadbeat. You know, in good both ways.
That's very true.
But I appreciate your input.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Talk. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love when people call in.
Yes. It's very nice and comforting. Makes you feel what?
It makes me feel special. But no, like, I like... Yeah. She brought up some good points that I hadn't ever thought of. I guess I never really felt like I had to. But, I mean, you know, divorce is such a thing. And I guess you can get child support without going through divorce, just with the whole co-parenting thing from two different households. But it's such a thing that, like, they make it sound like one person always gets screwed over. And maybe that is the case. But I feel like if people would just work for the child, then it wouldn't, like, try to work it out for the child in their best interest, like they're supposed to, then it wouldn't be an issue. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Because I know my mom received child support. My dad always paid it on time, all of that. But she did say, you know, she could have asked for more, but she didn't. So... maybe it's just the caliber of person you're dealing with. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's generally the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's sucky no matter how you look at it. But.
Right. All right. What's next?
Well,
excuse me.
After that awkward sputtering, I have so many stories, and they're good ones, but I don't know how to tie it in now that you got me wanting to, like, tie it in completely.
All right, tell you what. Let's take another music break, and you can get yourself together.
All right, what are we listening to?
Let's see. What do we have here? See, this is how you're supposed to. You are supposed to introduce the song and the artist. So this is Can't Help But Wait.
Do not tell the president how to do this. I don't have to.
Girl, I can't help but wait till you get back with him.
I'm gonna play my position. Let you catch what you've been missing. I'm calling out, girl, cause I can't help but wait till you get that with him. It don't change.
Can't help but wait
till you see that with me it ain't the same.
Can't help but wait
till you see you for what you really are. Baby girl, you are a star.
Welcome back. This is The Race on Six Man Radio. You're and this is the Vice Host, Rome. Find me on Twitter at Vice Rome. And this is the host, Colby.
You should change your Twitter to be Vice Host, I think. Oh, but anyway, I'm on Twitter at KT5COLBY. Find me, follow me. Love me.
If I do change
anyway.
It, I'm still going to keep a lowercase v.
Why? That's so annoying.
That's why.
Ugh.
That is exactly why.
Why do you live to, irritate me?
Yeah, that's a good job. Pays well.
Are there t-shirts? Because I feel like there's a whole club of you.
Well, I'm one of the instructors, so.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah. So how was that organizing the show?
Well, see, I organized the last one because I had one story and then I had another story and they were on the same thing. So I organized them and put them together.
And so the first story is...
Okay, so there was an obituary put out by the New York Times for Yvonne Brill. And just in case you don't know who
this
fine woman is, Yvonne Brill. No, chill. Well, I don't really know. Chill. Let me finish. Do not interrupt.
We just spoke about this.
This is rude. Anyway, she is the famed female rocket scientist that led with her accomplishments as a wife and mother.
Oh, this is a celebrity.
Yeah, I read that. Well, she's a rocket scientist. It's not like freaking Kim Kardashian or Britney Spears, who, by the way, I saw an article that she went, I just saw the headline, that she went to church on Sunday. I'm like, really, people? Britney Spears went to church? That's what you're writing an article on?
Moving on. Not celebrity-driven discussions. Go.
Right. So, the New York Times made their... this obituary for her. She died at 88. Headline was Yvonne Brill, pioneering rocket scientist, dies at 88. And then it read, she made a mean beef stroganoff, followed her husband from job to job, and took 8 years off from work to raise 3 children. The world's best mom, her son Matthew said. Okay. I read that. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. She sounds really down to earth.
Right.
And then people, raised Cain about it. And they wound up putting out the obituary saying she was a brilliant rocket scientist who followed her husband from job to job and took 8 years off from work to raise 3 children, the world's best mom, her son Matthew said. Basically, they changed it because of the comment about her accomplishments in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. People were tweeting about their dissatisfaction and making fun of the New York Times because they included her cooking skills and saying basically if it was a guy, would it mention anything other than professional accomplishments?
Probably was.
So, I mean, once it was pointed out, I was like, okay,
like, he was doing a good
how...
job fixing up the car, mowing the lawn, and all that good jazz that guys do in relationships and marriages and such.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of torn on it because I feel like the fact that it included all of that made her seem very homely and very down to earth and very, like,
right,
normal, even though the headline is pioneering rocket scientists. But then when it adds, you know, brilliant rocket scientist, and then it pretty much cuts that out, even though that's the only thing that's cut out, I feel like all of a sudden she's professional and her actual personality doesn't come through.
Right.
So I feel like they should have kept it in.
Not only she's a brilliant, you know, she's brilliant when it comes to her work, she's also awesome, you know, when it comes to taking care of a family.
I mean, I think people are being a little too sensitive, but I can see how that wouldn't have been included in a man. Unless he was like a chef, and that was his job, which is what their point was. So I can see it, but I don't think it was worth changing it by the New York Times.
I can see their point. I mean, times have changed now, so, and you know, the dynamics of families have changed. But, you know, back then, that's how things were. I mean, and it may have been a little far-fetched for, you know, reworking and all that, but she did both. And they were just showing how awesome she was at, you know, being a mom and being brilliant at the same time. And contributing her key things to the world.
Yeah. On the topic, here's my organization of old people. I couldn't have found a softer way to say that. I'm sorry. Elderly people.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
wow.
Old elderly. It's
You're
the same
an awful
thing.
Person.
I'm sorry. So, Barbara Walters. You see why I made that transition? Mentioned on The View that she, I'm sorry, I have like a Charlie horse and it's killing me right now. That's why I'm really distracted. That
right.
She is planning to retire in May 2014. She started.
Sounds like Liberty News.
But. Oh.
Hmm?
Let me finish. He said, there were many reports last week that I was retiring from ABC, and there was an assumption that I would be making an announcement today. The paparazzi were outside my home today. However, here I am, and I have no announcement to make. But what I do want to say this, that if and when I might have an announcement to make, I will do it on this program, I promise. And the paparazzi guys, you will be the last to know. So everybody was making all this big hullabaloo that she was going to retire. And she basically said no, and screw you, paparazzi. So, she's not, I don't feel like that's celebrity because she's a reporter, basically. She's not, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
But, do you see what I'm saying?
What? I tuned out when she started talking about celebrities.
She's not a celebrity because she's more of a reporter. It doesn't count.
What was your question?
I didn't have one. Listen, you're fired.
I'm fired?
Yeah.
I do have a related topic, though.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Oh, man. Octogenarian.
Well, wait.
Oh, man.
Do you want to try that again?
I deserve that one. All right. Octogenarian, Japanese climber aimed for Everest record. You're not sure what octogenarian... What? Are you in charge of reference? Well, I'm about to explain it for you. So I'm sure everybody else knows what an octogenarian is. It's an 80-year-old guy. Because they're talking about seniors.
Right. Seniors, that's the word I was looking for. You're not very helpful until after the fact.
I'm not
going to
help you if you just played that Jeopardy music. No.
You could have helped me before, though.
I could have. Chose not to. Get over it. This Japanese mountain climber has had 4 heart surgeries. And is trying to conquer Mount Everest for the 3rd time.
Like, he's trying for the 3rd time, or he's going to do it for the 3rd time?
Tick-tock. You see why I don't help you? He is climbing it again. Sorry, for the 3rd time. 80 years old. He's going to conquer Everest at the age of 80. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And you said he's Japanese?
Yes.
Freaking Asians, man. They stay, like, young for forever. And they do crazy things when they're old, like they're 20 or something.
Right.
Except for them.
And this would be record-breaking because the oldest person to reach the summit was 76, and that was done in 2008. So by some guy's long name.
Yeah, don't butcher it. That's my job.
No. Well, I can tell his first name. No, not going to even try. His name is Min.
That's
what his name is.
What was
but,
it?
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Very cool. Okay. Let's lessen the senior news. Eric Moger is a 60, not 16, restaurant manager. And he lost the entire left side of his face, including his eye, cheekbone, and most of his jaw, leaving basically a gaping hole where all of that used to be.
Wow.
He's British, in case you care. But you've probably seen news about the 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Of course I've seen
that. Which basically prints things out in 3D, which is really freaking cool.
Pretty self-explanatory, but go ahead.
Anyway, they used it to create like a prosthetic face.
Awesome.
For him. So now he has a cheekbone and an eye and everything that he puts on, and he looks more normal. And I think it's really cool.
I like the way the show is going because we're going back and forth, and even though we didn't really share topics, we have correlating news. Because I have a guy, U.S. face plant. This guy's from here. He has a face transplant, and he marries a burn victim. So it's like a happy ending for those who have unfortunate accidents or events.
Oh, I saw that one too.
Yeah.
You're
picking
all of the articles that I looked over.
Yeah. Excuse me. On Saturday, they were married in the same church where he was, his face was melted in an electrical accident. And he was married to Wines, that's his name, 27, was married to Jamie Nash of Garland, Texas, at Regal Baptist Church in Fort Worth before 150 people.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not the end of the world when accidents happen to you. You know, you can still find love and you can still continue on with life.
Well, good for them, and congratulations to them. That's very exciting. I feel like there's a lot of marriage and engagements going on lately. Maybe it's just because it's spring and it's getting to summer, and that's just when all of that happens.
Yeah, marriage is typically happen during spring and fall.
No, summer is a big time for marriage.
Yeah, it is, but depending on where you're at, it's too hot.
No, there's so many women that want to be June brides. Like, it's a big deal.
Oh, dude, I didn't know.
Be a June bride.
Clearly. I mean, geez, catch up on your wedding knowledge.
Oh,
yes.
Give us the time.
I will.
That's pretty
I'll try to.
Traditional.
I apologize. Never again. Never again. But
well, I'm going to give you some time to look up more marriage stuff.
What?
With this song. Yeah, you need to learn. So I'll give you some time.
I'll do anything to prove I love you.
Welcome back to the race. Sorry about that little technical difficulty there. We were just talking a lot about our articles that we have coming up.
Well, see,
Rome took up about 4 minutes of that 5 minute song, and then I had about a minute to tell him about all of my wonderful stuff. So, anywho, I think our favorite story is mine that I'm about to tell you about.
It's a little biased.
It's, you know, part of being president. My stuff's just awesome-er.
Awesome-er? Making up words, too?
I can do that. I'm president. Right. Maybe you'll be as cool as me one day.
Maybe.
So this guy, that's how, like, all of my stories start. This guy in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. I guess he used to work at a mansion, and they had in the cellar, I believe, a bunch of whiskey. A lot. Old whiskey. Like, a lot. Like, I don't know, 100,000 dollars worth of well-aged whiskey. So anyway, this guy is being accused that he drank 4 dozen bottles of it, which again, is worth quite a bit of money. And nice little sound effect back there. And, notice he's not even saying anything. Lovely. Anyway, he's arguing
it's
evaporated. He's like, oh no. His quote was, yeah, that stuff had floaters in it and all kinds of stuff inside the bottle. He's 63. Basically, he's like, I don't even think it would be safe to drink. So he's like, it must have evaporated, all this whiskey.
Right.
4 dozen bottles.
4,000 bottles just evaporate like that.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Right, that's how alcohol just poof, gone.
Exactly. His comments came after his preliminary hearing on theft and receiving stolen property charges. His preliminary hearing for all of that was postponed until May 15th so that he could apply for a public defender. But they're trying to get him on that because that's a lot of money. Even if it looks nasty, that's a lot of money if it's worth all of that.
Right.
So, he was stealing whiskey by drinking it. Although, I was going to say there's no way to prove it, but they found DNA on some of the empty bottles. Maybe it evaporated and he was just trying to get, like, the last bit, you know?
Right.
I should be a lawyer.
Or the bottle somehow made its way to his mouth.
Exactly.
Because, you know, bottles can do that.
It would have been worse. Wow. Police
had... Hey, I didn't want to mention the art. What?
Let me finish this. Police had... bond him? I'm not sure what that is, to be completely honest. A New York City auction house appraised 4 remaining bottles and concluded that the value of all 52 bottles, had 48 of them not been emptied, would have been $102,400. The whiskey specialist said the liquor would have remained valuable as long as the corks remained sealed and the whiskey untouched. Wow.
Yeah. Do they give name to the liquor?
No. I feel like they made it. Like, I'm not really sure. They didn't. I mean, I'm sure that they didn't. I'm not really sure how they came across it. Because, of course,
right.
The guy that supposedly, allegedly drank it is arguing that the whiskey's real value is about $10 and they paid someone off to make it sound more expensive. So.
Right, of course.
Anyway.
This is
fun little drunken story for you. Like,
yeah.
Throw one of them in.
every show.
Well, as you were talking to me about marriages and stuff, they want to mention this one last article I found about the idea of marriage, about a Princeton alumni. Her name is Susan Patton, who urged women to seek their husbands while they're still on campus at the university before graduating. So, college sweethearts, she encourages to find and marry and, you know, go on and prosper with through life.
Live long and prosper.
Yep. I went there.
Okay, so why is that making news?
It's making news because people are trying to go against what she's saying. She's like, that's craziness, you know, because she's really, like, pushing it. Like, if you need to find a husband, you know, meet him while he's in college. Because, and her argument is because men regularly marry women who are younger and less intelligent.
I don't understand what her argument is.
Instead of marrying, like, an older lady, like, their own age. So, if, say, for instance, guy's 30, or 30 or up, between 30 and 40, he's going to marry, her argument is that he's going to marry a girl, a college-age girl.
Oh, so she's saying to marry older men.
No, she's saying marry some, if you want to find, like, if you want to find somebody your own age to marry, the best time to do it is in college, because that's when, you know, you're on the same level with the guy.
That's a dumb argument.
It is a dumb argument. But this is what she's saying, because older guys are going to come seeking college, recent college graduates or college students, because they are not on the same, like, maturity level as they are. So it's easier for them to get those girls. I don't know. It's really odd argument, an odd case. But they're trying to silence her and trying to make, because she's, like, stressing. She goes around campus, you know, exploiting this, and people on campus are telling her, all right, look, cut it out, because it's not cool. You need to stop telling these girls to, like, just fall in love with whoever they're dating with, dating at the time, and such.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm in college for all of one more month, and,
find your husband, according to her.
No, it's like, I don't want to marry any of them. They're dumb right now. Like, they just want to party and have a good time. And I get, like, live while you're young and live while you're alive, maybe. But, like, I mean, I get the whole mentality of I'm young, let me do this while I can. But they're just dumb right now. I don't want to marry that. I don't want to get married right now anyway. This is, no. Bad decisions, ladies. Don't do it. This is, no. No, no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
Other than that, I just got two, not really interesting. Well, there's a Virginia 75-car pileup, and three are dead.
Where is that?
Virginia.
What part?
It was on the southbound lanes of I-77 near the North Carolina border.
That's
and
big.
It was caused by
fatality?
Excessive fog by the Fancy Gap Mountain area.
Were there any fatalities?
Three so far.
Wow.
Yeah, 75 car pileup. That's insane. And three
people
killed so far,
people.
And then 25 are taken to the hospital.
They're lucky, that's all.
Right. 75 cars. You know, you really need to take on this whole listening idea, because I said that already.
I didn't hear it. Because you mumble sometimes, or you get away from the mic, and it's hard to understand.
Or you don't listen. The excessive fog.
So basically the same thing that happened on I-75. Or no, was it I-10 or I-75? It was I-10.
I think it was I-10. I think it was I-75.
No, it was I-75 yeah. outside of Gainesville. And that was a 10-car pileup. And
right.
everything, like, got lit on fire. It was terrible. I don't remember how many fatalities in that one, but...
Yeah.
It
was ridiculous.
What's that?
Well,
why
did
are
you have
we ending
else?
On a sad note?
What?
Why are you trying to end this on a sad note?
Well, this is where you come in with your last story to save the day. Putting the pressure on you since you're the president and all.
All right, fine. Happy story. Princess Diana was supposedly...
Oh, man. You did not drill to a celebrity.
But she's not alive. She doesn't count... She was supposedly snuck into a gay bar dressed in drag, by Freddie Mercury. I love this story. It's quite happy. They tried to dress her up like a man, and they said she made quite a beautiful man. And they went in, and she was able to order drinks and everything, and they kind of got a bunch of attention, but they kind of took the attention from her, so nobody really paid attention to her. And yeah, they felt like when they walked in, people were going to be like, oh my god, that's Princess Diana, and it would be really obvious. But Kenny Everett
wow.
and Freddie Mercury were both there. And so they, like I said, they had the attention, and she didn't. And for the whole 20 minutes, she was able to act like a normal person, which I thought was really cool. Very happy
story. That is
cool.
Well, I guess that one was light as a good celebrity story. Thank you for bringing light. And thank you for all you listeners listening and supporting us with The Race and Six Men Radio. We appreciate you listening. And you can find us next week, same time, same place, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 8:30.
Find us on Facebook. We've got a page now. Find us on Twitter, hashtag The Race or Six Man Radio, or at Cat5Colby or at Vibe in Rome. I don't care how you find us. Just find us, talk to us, let us know you're listening, support us, continue your support, and listen in next week. I hope y'all have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night. Have a good week.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Never stay lost. Never dishonor. Change didn't work. Must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer. Can I stand any more soul? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older. I'm back.